Coach, you said all week you guys wanted to clock in with a win. Guys, do that. How big is it just to start 1-0?
Yeah, that's big. I mean, that's you want to. I mean, if you can go 1-0 every week, we're sitting pretty. You know what I mean? So it wasn't pretty, but it was a win. So we're gonna settle on that, and then obviously coach hard as hell off of the tape.
Three big pieces of. Two on the offense, one on the defense, went down very early in this game, but your team recovered well and stayed strong throughout. How does that feel as a mentality in terms of just seeing how the game played out for you guys, knowing that those pieces went down?
Yeah, first thing we talked about when we came back into the locker room, and you know, certainly that has been our experience in the past, but the expectation is you got to get the job done. You're on this team. You're a professional athlete. We're not going to change too much stuff up just because somebody else is in there. If you're on the active roster, you know, things keep rolling. So extremely proud of the guys who had to step up and double duty, because a lot of those guys also, you know, are on special teams doing suck and win week one. So, I just really happy with those guys.
Peyton Collins went down late, so I don't know if you have an update on him, but just Roland Milligan, AJ Oled, Keen Schaefer Baker, any update on those guys?
No real update yet. You know, you guys are going to hate me because this is usually I get media and then I head down the hall. So no real update, but obviously, you know, those guys who had to exit the game and didn't come back, you know, that's something we're going to have to take a look at. Hopefully it's nothing, you know, long term. But we'll see. You know, I've seen a couple of them just in talking, and everybody's in pretty good spirits. So I'm hoping for the best there, but we'll see how that goes.
Was ball security a bit of a concern from what you saw out there?
Was it? Boy, yeah. And honestly, it's not even, you know, I mean, it is. You know, we talk about obsession for possession, and I think everybody always just looks at the defensive side. But no, that has everything to do with the offense and special teams as well. So, you know, certainly, you know, we'll look at that and we got to fix that. But, you know, defensively, I thought there was opportunities for us to go get it, and we didn't. We didn't capitalize on those opportunities. So, you know, as far as some of the things that we look at, as far as the recipes to success, we lost a turnover battle. But I think we did pretty dang good in special teams and also in penalties. I thought, you know, we won that battle as well. So. We put ourselves in good favor to, you know, win two out of those three. But, you know, ideally the goal is to win all three. But ultimately we won the game, so it's easier to coach off of that.
Corey, what can you say about Thomas's performance tonight? Obviously AJ goes down. That's a major portion of your offense. And he comes in and doesn't miss a beat.
Yeah, no, it's we've seen it, and I think, you know, Rider Nation has seen it. Anytime this kid's been called upon to carry the football, I mean, he makes plays, you know what I mean? It's I'm just so happy for him to be able to celebrate that kind of success, because he put so much work in. Everybody gives AJ all the love for how he transformed his body, but Thomas did the exact same thing. And you know, seeing him press the hole and slipping off his blocks, and you know, escorting into the end zone with Emelis, you know what I mean? And Emelis was more hype in his own celebration for blocking than he was for his touchdown. Like, you love that stuff for those guys. So, really pleased with Thomas. No issues with handing him the ball.
Now, you guys kind of went through that O-line roulette last year. We're starting to see it in the early part of 2025 here. Are you still confident in that group, just knowing how much you guys went through last season, knowing that next man up mentality? And we got to see a 57 watch again tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we should just permanently change that Joker's number. listen, you know, going into training camp, you know, we did our due diligence, I think, as an organization, trying to find as many offensive linemen as possible, and really good quality ones in case, you know, something happened, just what it's been. And certainly, you know, it's already kind of, you know, nipped us a little bit. But even, you know, prior to Peyton leaving the game, I thought he was playing excellent. Like, that is an unbelievable defensive front. And I think, you know, Trevor was upright outside of the penalty that I think that that happened. And there's still guys that are in the whims who have played games for us, who have experience, who we like. So I still feel very confident in that room, and certainly, you know, being led by Big Ed Harrison. Feel confident, man. So we'll see how it goes and what it looks like next week. But obviously, if we can find a groove with some continuity, that'd be great. But I mean, this is actually kind of the normal for us right now, so we're all right.
Adam, Rob,
Corey held a lot of what, 30 yards on the ground tonight. Had 4 sacks. D line helped close out the game. Just speak about your front seven's performance tonight.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the rushing is kind of a skewed deal, because I feel like they kind of aborted the run when they were throwing for 400. So, you know, I don't want to pat ourselves on the back too much for that. But what I will say is, anytime they did attempt, you know, I thought our run defense was ready to rock. And you know, this evening we didn't blitz a lot. You know, we kind of let those D linemen go get it, and they did that. And I thought they put pressure. And they came through with timely sacks, but certainly, you know, we got to clean up some stuff, obviously, defensively. And I'm excited to go upstairs and look at the tape, you know. So, yeah, we'll see. But pleased with the defensive line.
Just speak about Mario Alford's performance. There's quite a few returns tonight where he gave the offense pretty good positive field position.
I mean, man, running through the dark areas, you know what I mean? Loved it. I mean, we gave him, you know, the game ball, or you know, we give out like a big old dog chain. He was a junkyard dog tonight on special teams. Rio, man, no, loved that performance from him. You know, it helped us obviously with field position. You know, he took it up through the middle when you against a good special teams unit in Ottawa. So super pleased with Rio, man. Let's keep that up.
Corey, you've been working toward this game, in a sense, since November 9th. How does it feel to win it and start it off this way? And what's the vibe like after a game for a winning coach in a season opener?
Yeah, you know, we're obviously happy, Rob, but it's I don't know, it was weird. Like, it wasn't like jubilation, which kind of made me happy, to be honest. I feel like the room knows that we didn't kind of really meet the expectation. As crazy that sounds with coming out with a win, we didn't do it the way that we wanted to. But everybody's happy, don't get me wrong. But yeah, we know we have work to do. And I know how they respond, man.
Trevor moved into 19th all time in touchdown passes. So very soon it'll be 18th. Not long after that, 17th. What are your thoughts on what he's doing at present and what he's doing historically at the same time?
Yeah, fun to watch, you know, fun to observe from the sideline and get that kind of front row seat to that. But for him, you know, he's not one to chase those kind of things. He's always going to look to make the right play. And even, you know, some of the stuff, you know, the pass to Bertrand Houdon, just see him go through the progressions to get that there. Like, not a lot of quarterbacks can do that, man. He's fun to watch for football nerds. You know, it's really excellent to watch. So happy for him.
Jeff, Bill, and Raph.
So you talked about Drew going over 400 yards tonight, and in the fourth quarter, Ottawa was kind of rolling downhill. Yet the defense answered the challenge when they needed to answer the challenge. What does that tell you about that?
Yeah, well, you know, this is what I do understand about this defense, and it has been since even I played in the defenses. You know, rest in peace, Coach Stu. Stu's always said to me, look, hey, I don't care how many yards. Just tell me if it's a W or an L. This defense gives up a lot of yards passing, but it allows us to be opportunistic to go get the ball, which that's what I'm disappointed about. You know, as far as the defense being able to stand up when we needed it, yeah, that's time to kind of bite down, and we need a big play, and they made them when we needed them. So proud of that, but it's just the in-between and things that we need to fix, whether it be our depth and coverage or our leverages or whatever, rush plans. It's all together, so it's a full total thing. And even myself as well play caller, like, you got to look at the totality of everything, and we'll get it fixed, man. That's just what we do. So ultimately, though, excited for us getting out 1-0.
So the offense was hitting in all cylinders in the third quarter, then they kind of went off the rails a bit in the fourth. Trevor thought maybe they took their foot off the gas. Did you see that?
Tough. I think there were some tough drops as well, you know what I mean, which could have moved the sticks for us. And then, you know, that kind of changes everything. And then, you know, the turnovers, you know, were tough for us. But I thought we were moving the ball efficiently. You know, even, you know, we botched the first field goal. Like, we got to continue to, the in-betweens are no problem for us. We got to continue to end drives with points, man. This offense, you know, I see it every day. I know what they're capable of. And even today, you know, we ended up with 31 points. And I would even say that they feel they didn't meet their standard. So I'm excited for this group in totality. But speaking to the offense, yeah, I know they want to finish those drives, and we need to. So, ball security. I think Britton was talking about that.
You had a couple sacks where the defender wasn't even touched going to the quarterback. Is there something you were doing to create that kind of opportunity?
No, I don't want to take any credit for that. I think what it might have been was, you know, like I said, Millie Rowe went down, and, you know, we had some guys going in. We had a linebacker had to go in, you know, to finish out the game, you know. So I wasn't really sending a lot of blitzes. So I think potentially I have to look at the film, but I think maybe the O line was just kind of getting complacent with, you know, from the defensive front and what they were seeing. And then when I did call the blitz, I mean, it was like Moses for a third, you know. So. We'll take it, but we wouldn't expect that all the time.
And then 40 seconds to go, you run the ball twice. Do you think about kneeling instead of running?
Yeah, no, they still had a timeout. They still had a timeout left. And then we were looking at a potential kill six play. Wasn't for us. So we called the timeout with 1 second left. We even thought about maybe taking a time count and still another second, but. Ultimately, we ended up doing a little rugby-style punt to close it out, make sure, being careful with old Deadman right there. But it worked out perfectly, man. I thought it was a hell of a punt, hell of a cover. Game over.